For pianist and composer Andrea Clearfield, music is a social enterprise. When she was a girl, she played chamber music with her parents, both amateur musicians. In junior high, Clearfield took pop tunes off the radio and arranged them for her friends to perform. And for the past 20 years, she has hosted and produced musical get-togethers in her living room.
I can remember being interested in my younger years in the salons of the 19th century, where impresarios and aristocrats and noble women would have these salons in their living rooms. And the salons featured composers such as Chopin and Liszt that would be sharing some of their works in progress, as well as pieces that had been completed. And I was intrigued by this idea of bringing music into the home in a setting where the audience was actively involved in a performance, not just sitting in the seats of a theater.
One Sunday night a month, Clearfield transforms her Center City home into a makeshift theater. Crowds wait in the stairwells while musicians hold last-minute rehearsals. Bedrooms function as green rooms. To be sure, Andrea's place doesn't look like your average city dwelling. It boasts 40-foot-high ceilings as well as balconies. Still, Clearfield encourages a relaxed environment. Audience members are invited to sit on the carpet. On packed evenings, they're only inches away from the performers. But there is one rule.
I request that people take off their shoes, and they have been doing this traditionally since the beginning of the salons 20 years ago, both as a sign of welcome, that people should feel comfortable in the home, that it's not a formal situation, and it's something that I do. It's become a ritual. People even buy special socks that they wear to the salon once a month. One of the nice things about the salon is that there is this kind of very natural educational component, so that if somebody is coming to hear their favorite folk singer that night, they might be exposed to something they hadn't heard before, a Brahms string quartet, a group of Peruvian flute players, or a children's choir, something that may expand their musical palette.
The program on this March evening included a multimedia performance of works inspired by Bach and a harp-accompanied rendering of a Mohawk Thanksgiving prayer. Andrea Clearfield also performed a piano version of her composition Romanza for Violin and Chamber Orchestra. She stole a few minutes before showtime to practice.
The piano is capable of many different colors. You know, it has such a wide range. And so there are, possibility is of creating something that's so light and transparent, and then something that has so much energy and percussiveness, and also that you can play so many styles of music on the piano. And then I guess what comes to mind is the tradition of sitting around the piano that's been going on for years, in America and Europe. It's a personal instrument and it can be a communal instrument.
Philadelphia music maker Andrea Clearfield. Her monthly salons are held in her Sydenham Street home, a stone's throw from the Kimmel Center. Clearfield asks for a $10 donation to defray operating expenses. For 88.5 XPN, I'm Tracy Tannenbaum.